This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. We are down to four teams in the chase for the Ed Chynoweth Cup after a thrilling pair of Game 7s in the second round. We'll have a recap of the drama in Victoria and Red Deer ahead. The WHL Bantam Draft is drawing closer, and we'll talk to another top Bantam prospect, Bowen Byram, another player who could hear his name called first overall come May 5th in Calgary. And we'll take a look at the latest players named to the WHL's top 50 players of all time as number 11 through 9 released this week. The WHL's conference semifinals going right down to the wire. Not one, but two Game 7s to decide who would advance to the Eastern and Western Conference Championships. In Victoria, a stunner as the defending Ed Chynoweth Cup champion Kelowna Rockets finding a way to tie up the game in the dying seconds. Voice of the Royals, Marlon Martins, had the call.
Pickett has it in his feet. Fisher snaps it to the point. Over to Kirkland to the slot. He scores! With 0.2 seconds left on the clock. 0.2! It's a tied at 2! And the Rockets have tied the game at 2. Can you believe it?
And in overtime, voice of the Rockets, Regan Bartel, with the series winner.
Can't get a shot away. Sitting free, the right dot now. Turkoff, score! They did it! The Rockets have won! The Rockets have won! Can you believe it? It's Kelvin Turkoff! Kelvin Turkoff! Kelvin Turkoff has scored! The Empire strikes back! The Kelowna Rockets have advanced for the third straight year to the Western Conference Final!
The Rockets will match up with the Seattle Thunderbirds in the Western Conference Championship. The team split the four-game season series, with the home team winning all four. T-Birds, they'll be well-rested, having played just 9 playoff games in the first two rounds. In the Eastern Conference, the Regina Pats and Red Deer Rebels battling into the third period of Game 7, tied at 1 goal apiece. Voice of the Rebels, Cam Moon, 7 minutes to play in the third period.
DeWitt on the right side, puts it towards the net, it rolls on goal, loose puck, score!
Rebels goaltender Ryland Toth finished with 32 saves in the victory, 15 of those saves in the third period. Rebels head coach and GM Brent Sutter postgame.
And we have to have goaltending. We're certainly going to need it in this next series. But, you know, overall, I'm proud of the whole group. You know, we responded and rebounded like we needed to, yet at the same time, we knew it was going to be a battle. And I'm glad that we were there in the battle.
It's the Rebels and the Brandon Wheat Kings in the Eastern Conference Championship. The team split the four-game season series, 2 wins apiece, each team winning once at home and once on the road. Four teams left standing: Kelowna, Seattle, Red Deer, and Brandon.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Meanwhile, Royals captain Joe Hicketts may have played his last game in the WHL Tuesday night. The signed prospect of the Detroit Red Wings and Western Conference nominee for the Four Broncos Memorial Trophy for WHL Player of the Year admits it's been a tough grind.
Emotionally, I'm very drained. You know what? It's been a lot of hockey over the last couple of years, and World Juniors having, you know, how that played out. You get hurt in the playoffs, and your mind's kind of going up and down and all over the place, and you come back, and you know what, my first 3 games back, you know, we lost, and that starts taking a toll, and then you win a game, and you ride that high again, and then you're within, you know, half a second of going to third round, and that gets taken away from you. So, you know, the roller coaster ride of emotions has been a very taxing, I guess you could say, but it's going to prove to be, you know, it's going to pay off, you know, in the long run.
The quest for the Ed Chynoweth Cup. This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition.
Cranbrook native Bowen Byram is being talked about as a potential first overall pick in the WHL Bantam Draft. He played his Bantam AAA in Lethbridge this season with the Val Mattiotti Golden Hawks under former WHL head coach Michael Dick. Bowen's dad, Sean Byram, is a former Prince Albert Raider and Regina Pat, who was selected in the fourth round in the NHL entry draft by the New York Islanders in 1986. I spoke with Bowen Byram this week. Your season, first of all, I know you guys won the league title and you went on to Westerns. I know it was a great year for you personally and for the team. Tell me more about it.
We had a very good group this year, lots of skilled players, lots of depth on our team. We had a couple first years on our team. We all played a tight system, good defensive team, relied on our power play to get us goals.
Now, you're a defenseman, but the first thing that stands out to me is your numbers that you put up, 59 points in 34 regular season games there, AAA Bantam. What kind of player are you, Bowen?
I'd say I'm a two-way defender. I like to jump in the play and obviously score goals. I get a lot of my points from the power play. And then I like to take lots of pride in my defensive zone.
Bowen, Bantam Draft's approaching, WHL Bantam Draft coming up here. Are you thinking about it? How much of your day goes into thinking about what could be come May 5th?
Well, you know, I just try to keep it out of my mind, just live my everyday life, and just everything will happen for the right reason, and it'll be all good.
What do you know about the WHL as the draft approaches?
Well, you know, I know quite a bit. My dad played in the WHL quite a while ago, so he's showed me the ropes a little bit, and then I've watched a lot of WHL games throughout my life, so yeah.
I know you went head-to-head with Peyton Krebs, a player that could also be a top pick at the WHL Bantam Draft. You a defenseman, him a forward. What was that matchup like in the regular season?
You know, he's obviously a very good forward, skilled, fast, shoot the puck hard. So just try to keep a tight gap on him while we're playing him and try to keep him off the scoreboard as much as possible.
Kootenay Ice hold the first overall selection. Of course, that's your hometown there at Cranbrook. What would it be like to be called first overall for the local team?
It'd obviously be a pretty cool achievement, but everything will happen for a reason. If I don't go there, I'll be proud to go anywhere else.
All right, well, Bowen, what's draft day going to be like for you? What's the plan come draft day?
Well, I'll probably just wake up, and then my parents will probably be here, and we'll tune into the draft and see what happens.
All right, Bowen, well, it's going to be a big day for you and your family for sure. I know you had a great year there with the Val Mattioti Golden Hawks out of Lethbridge. Top defenseman in Alberta, AAA Bantam this past season. A great year for you. Good luck on draft day, Bowen. Thanks for being our guest here on WHL This Week.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, radio edition.
We have now entered the top 10 in the WHL's top 50 players of all-time countdown. First up, number 11 announced this week. Ray Ferraro with the Portland Winterhawks and Brandon Wheat Kings from 1982 to 84. Ferraro was a prolific scorer when he played in the WHL and is the only player in league history to record more than 100 goals in a season. As an 18-year-old rookie, Ferraro scored 41 times and had 90 points in just 50 regular season games. The Brandon Wheat Kings would acquire Ferraro the following season, and it proved to be a great trade, as Ferraro received numerous accolades after a historic campaign. Named the WHL's most valuable player, WHL top scorer, and a WHL Eastern Conference first-team All-Star in 83-84. The Sniper set a WHL single-season record with 108 goals, while his 192 points that season ranking him fourth all-time. That year, he potted 15 WHL hat-tricks and had a 7-goal game on January 5th of 1984. Throughout his WHL career, Ferraro collected 282 points in 122 regular season games. A fifth-round selection in the 1982 NHL Draft by the Hartford Whalers, Ferraro would go on to an 18-year NHL career. At number 10, Cam Neely. Neely was a member of the Portland Winterhawks from 82 to 84, where he racked up 146 points in 91 career regular season games and 20 points in 14 playoff contests. In his rookie season, he scored 56 times and had 120 points. The Winterhawks hosted the Memorial Cup that year, and in the final game of the tournament, Neely's hat-trick propelling the Winterhawks to the title. The Vancouver Canucks were impressed by Neely and selected the power forward in the first round, ninth overall in the 1983 NHL Draft. And at number 9, goaltender Grant Fuhr of the Victoria Cougars from 1979 to 81. Fuhr spent two seasons with the club. He was named the WHL's Rookie of the Year after 30 wins in 43 games. WHL first-team All-Star then helped the Cougars advance all the way to the league final. In the next season, the Cougars would dominate the league as Victoria picked up 60 wins, the only WHL club to ever hit that mark. In fact, Fuhr would post 48 of those victories between the pipes, tied for second most all-time for wins in a season. He was also the WHL Goaltender of the Year and WHL First Team All-Star for the second year in a row. In the playoffs, the Cougars would have to overcome some adversity, trailing 3-1 in the WHL final. They would rally back to win the championship in seven games. Following his success in Victoria, the Edmonton Oilers selected Fuhr in the first round, eighth overall in the 1981 NHL draft. And the Oilers were a dynasty in the 80s as Fuhr backstopped Edmonton to five Stanley Cups over a seven-year span from 1984 to 1990. And that's the show. Enjoy the Eastern and Western Conference Championship Series. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.